Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
And we're talking about the News Digest article this month. The title is Brexit, Before and After.
Now, I think you might know a little bit more about this than I do, considering you're from the UK.
I am from the UK, or at least what is currently the UK. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it will be in the future because of this particular piece of news. I'm sure that you guys out there can't have missed the Brexit vote that took place in June earlier this year and what it meant. In this article, we're going to look at the before and after, so some of the things that led up to it and some of the conclusions that came from it. Of course, there will be more things in the future that will happen. We don't even know. That's one of the big points. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's going to happen.
Now, I also heard that maybe some other countries might also be thinking about leaving the European Union as a result of this.
Some countries might, or some groups within those countries will push for it in the same way as they did in the UK. It's yet to be seen. Well, let's read through the article first, find out what it's all about, and then we'll be back to discuss it and the words within it.
The UK shocked the world when its citizens voted to leave the European Union in June 2016. Former Prime Minister David Cameron had promised a referendum on leaving the EU as part of the 2015 general election, though he led the Remain movement. The referendum campaign was full of controversy and ended with the Leave voters winning 52% to 48%. Numerous factors were involved in the referendum. One of the biggest was immigration, with Leave voters wanting to stop the free movement of Europeans to the UK. It was hoped this would create more jobs and reduce problems caused by migrants seeking to benefit from the UK's welfare system. The economy was another concern. Remain voters feared losing out on the free trade agreements that come with EU membership, while Leave voters believed the UK could get better deals by itself. The result of the vote set off a chain reaction of consequences. The value of the UK pound fell sharply. David Cameron resigned as Prime Minister, and there was bitter infighting in both of the UK's major political parties. Some UK citizens celebrated, while others held protests and looked for ways to reverse the decision. In Scotland, where people had mostly voted Remain, a new independence movement began. It may be that one result of the UK leaving the EU is that the UK itself breaks up. In addition to these issues, new UK Prime Minister Theresa May is confronted with many challenges. She must stabilize the UK's economy and deal with the discontent in various parts of the country. The EU, meanwhile, faces not only Brexit, but also similar movements in other European nations. Only one thing is certain. It will take years to conclude whether Brexit was worth it.
Okay, so that is our article. Let's take a quick look at the word in the title, the one that comes up a lot, Brexit. Mm-hmm. Now, like many other people, I thought when I first heard it, it sounded like a breakfast cereal. Like, I'd like a bowl of Brexit with milk for my breakfast.
Okay.
However, it is in fact a combination of two words, Britain and exit. Mm-hmm. You put them together, you get Brexit. It's not the first word of this kind that's appeared in kind of the news.
No.
One of the first was Grexit, which was a few years ago when Greece looked as though it might drop out of the European Union.
Okay.
And since then, kind of it's got to the point where anyone looking to leave, you can kind of take the first few letters of their name and add exit, and so there's been talk of Frexit, Dexit,
Swexit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's never going to end. It's, it's one of those little bits of headline writing that's just a gift to newspaper people.
Yeah.
So it means Britain exit, leaving the EU. So let's take a look at our sentences and some of these words. So the article begins saying the UK shocked the world when its citizens voted to leave the European Union in June 2016. 2016. Yeah, we had this vote, and the question was, do you think Britain would be better if you were out of the European Union? Okay. Agree or disagree?
It seems like a pretty simple question, but there's a lot of things in there that you have to think about.
Yeah,
there are a lot of variables.
That's one of the things. We'll talk about referendums in a moment, but mm-hmm. one of the things about these is it's really important to have that simple, easy question mm-hmm. with a yes, no answer.
Right.
So here the question was, leaving the European Union. The EU, as we call it for short, is a group of European countries that has existed in one form or another for around 50 odd years mm-hmm. since the end of the Second World War. And it formed as a group with a few countries to start off with, and more countries joined to basically, kind of intention number one, stop wars from mm-hmm. happening again.
Right.
And then after that, it's about working together to share resources, share trade, mm-hmm. kind of work together to get economic advantages from being in a group. And it also leads to free borders, which we'll talk about a bit later.
Right.
Now, not every country in Europe is a member. Switzerland mm-hmm. is not. Norway mm-hmm. is not. And every country that's in there mm-hmm. doesn't use the euro. So we don't. The UK does not use the euro, but other mm-hmm. countries in there do. So that's the EU. There we go.
The next sentence goes on to say, former Prime Minister David Cameron had promised a referendum on leaving the EU as part of the 2015 general election, though he led the Remain movement. So it seems like David Cameron was trying to appease voters to get himself voted in, but he didn't really want to do this.
Yeah, mm. not just voters. It was, in fact, a lot of politicians in his own party have traditionally, historically, mm-hmm. not been a big fan of Europe. So a lot of people in his own party wanted to leave. So offering them, hey, if I can stay as Prime Minister, we'll mm-hmm. have a referendum. It was kind of a way to sweeten the deal during the general election in 2015, which mm-hmm. is where we maybe elect a new prime minister, a new government, mm-hmm. new full set of legislators,
right.
just everybody. That's what a general election is.
All right. Well, the word referendum there, let's talk a little bit more about that. A referendum is an occasion when everyone in a country can vote to make a decision about one particular subject. And that's why you were saying it's very easy to have one easy question that everyone can say either yes or no to, because it needs to be very, very succinct, very present. Everyone needs to know exactly what is going to happen as a result of the referendum. So it's different from a general election where you're voting for an entirely new government, mm-hmm. where this is just one particular issue that the government is discussing.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. not. It's also not a legal decision.
Mm-hmm.
So if it happens, the government could choose to ignore it. However, mm-hmm. they never would, because that would lead to all sorts of other problems.
Right, that would kind of go against democracy.
Yeah, it's a way of finding out what the people think and want. So mm-hmm. similar ones have been the Scottish independence referendum mm-hmm. of 2014, when
right.
Scotland chose to stay as part of the UK.
There was also the big referendum in Ireland
yes.
last year in 2015 to vote for or against legalizing gay marriage.
And they voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the article continues, the referendum campaign was full of controversy, or controversy, both pronunciations are okay, and ended with the Leave voters winning 52% to 48%. So mm-hmm. you can see it was a pretty close decision.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of...
Yeah, in the end, I looked at the actual numbers of voters, and there
mm-hmm.
was a difference of like 1.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's only 4%, it was a clear victory.
Right.
No one has kind of said, it's too close, we have to have a recount.
Mm-hmm. Now that would have to mean that quite a few people came out to vote, in the millions probably.
Yes, we've got a population of around, I don't know, 50 million in mm-hmm. the UK. The turnout was fairly good.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people did vote who could.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people under 18 couldn't vote and
right.
so on. And that's kind of strange. In Scotland, for the independence
mm-hmm.
one, they let people 16 or 17 and over vote, which may have been a good idea, as it affects people's futures, so
mm-hmm.
maybe younger people should. Now, we mentioned the word controversy there.
Mm-hmm.
Controversy is prolonged public disagreement, where
mm-hmm.
people kind of take sides and argue about a question. There's a lot of heated discussion. people kind of get upset about controversy. The adjective form is controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Something is controversial, it causes debate and people get upset. For example, you could say, the writer's new book about religion caused a great deal of controversy.
Okay. All right, well, the next paragraph is going to begin by saying, numerous factors were involved in the referendum. Now, this is very true. There are a lot of different things that needed to happen, needed to be discussed before this referendum took place. So we see the word numerous, which actually just means many. So there are many different things they needed to discuss.
Yep. The mm-hmm. article goes on and says, one of the biggest, one of the kind of most important, or certainly one that got a lot of attention, was immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Immigration is basically people coming to your country from other countries.
Right.
Okay. It's, we always say you immigrate to
mm-hmm.
somewhere. Careful not to confuse it with emigrate, spelled mm-hmm. with an E, which means leave from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit more explanation of that in our article in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So, leave voters wanting to stop, okay, it says, with leave voters wanting to stop the free movement of Europeans to the UK. Now,
okay.
what this means is if you're part of the EU,
mm-hmm.
then you are allowed to go and work in any of the other EU countries without needing a visa. And you can take advantage of whatever kind of public services they've got without a problem. You
mm-hmm.
can see a doctor and there's no problem.
Mm.
Now, that's what free movement means. They can just cross the border. They don't actually even need to show a passport in certain parts of Europe.
Yes.
If you went from France to Germany and crossed the border, you wouldn't need to show a passport.
Mm.
Not true with the UK. It's a different agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the idea. People from France or Germany could come over and get a job in the UK without having to get a working visa.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a Canadian, that's something that always made me quite jealous.
Yes.
Because we, of course, don't have that agreement with the US. So.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Leave voters wanted to stop this from happening. Why
mm-hmm.
was that?
Well, it was hoped this would create more jobs and reduce problems caused by migrants seeking to benefit from or get advantages from the UK's welfare system.
Yeah.
Now, the welfare system is actually a system set up in each country to
look after people, basically.
Yeah, to provide care.
Yeah, it's the government, the state is creating things, and this could be healthcare,
mm-hmm.
some free healthcare and health insurance,
mm-hmm.
this could be free education,
mm-hmm.
money for people who are unemployed or disabled,
mm-hmm.
this is housing benefit, and most importantly, pensions for people when they leave their jobs.
Right. Now, I can see how this would be a good thing for the UK. You do want to create more jobs for UK citizens.
Yes.
But in my opinion, if the UK citizens are also allowed to travel freely, they can do that. And like, that's world experience in other countries and jobs there. But it depends on the economy, I guess.
Yeah, our mm-hmm. economy was, we'll talk about that later, doing
mm-hmm.
fairly okay. I think from knowledge of what's going on back home, it's more about people from the poorer eastern parts of Europe,
mm-hmm.
of the EU, being able to come in and
get
kind
jobs.
Of jobs. So the idea is we don't mind skilled, educated professionals
mm-hmm.
coming in, but we're
right.
a lot of people are less keen on unskilled workers coming in and being able to get jobs that
mm-hmm.
might go to British people
right.
because they often work for less.
Okay.
And they also are on the welfare system, which means the welfare system needs more money
mm-hmm.
and therefore maybe can't take care of quite so many people.
Right.
That's one of the issues. There are other issues in
mm-hmm.
this. We're going to take a short break now, and we'll come back and talk about more of these issues in just a moment. Talk to you again in a bit. Let's have some music first.
All right, so we're back now looking at more reasons that the Leave voters wanted to leave.
Leave, yeah.
All right, so it says the economy was another concern. We just touched on the economy briefly there a minute ago, but let's find out a little bit more about it. It says Remain voters feared losing out on the free trade agreements that come with EU membership, while Leave voters believed the UK could get better deals by itself. All right, so we know that the countries in the EU, they have free trade,
yep.
which means that they can import and export between the countries very easily.
Yes, there are lower tariffs or taxes.
Yep.
There is no minimum kind of quota. Like you might normally say, hey, if you want to buy stuff into this country, you've got to buy a minimum amount.
Right.
Within Europe, that's not needed.
Mm-hmm.
Free trade agreement is also often related to the jobs issue and people moving across borders.
Right.
Now, as part of the EU, Britain benefits from all of Europe's deals with each other and with other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Remain voters felt, okay, we don't want to lose out.
Right.
Because if we're out of Europe, we don't get those benefits.
Mm-hmm.
We want to sell stuff to France, we have to pay extra now.
Yeah.
However, Leave voters think, well, hang on, we can just negotiate, we can make a better deal. And so it's kind of a gamble. Like, we think we can do better by ourselves than what we get at the moment.
Well, I hope they're good negotiators to be able to do
that. That's the danger. Okay, so those were a couple of the issues which went into it. There were, of course, many more issues. We just don't have time to cover them all.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened after? The article says, the result of the vote set off a chain reaction of consequences.
Mm.
To set something off means to start something,
right.
to kind of get things moving.
Mm-hmm.
You might say set off a firework and it shoots into the air.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's a chain reaction, which means one thing happens, which then causes another thing to happen,
mm-hmm.
which changes something else. It's like everything is linked.
Right. We can also say a domino effect.
Yes, like when you knock one over, the rest start to fall. Like one thing is dependent on the thing before it and affects the thing after it. And all of these things are consequences or results, things that happen afterwards.
All right.
So let's take a look at these.
Well, the first one we're going to talk about in the article is the value of the UK pound. It says, the value of the UK pound fell sharply, which means it went suddenly... fell down. The amount of money that the UK pound was worth went down really quickly, and I'm not sure, has it recovered yet?
A little bit, but all of a sudden, £1, which used to be worth maybe like 48 or 49 NT dollars, was down to like 40 or 41.
Wow.
So that's the kind of difference.
That's quite a difference.
Which meant my NT dollars were actually worth more at home.
Yes.
So, but there you go. Now, another one of these consequences was that David Cameron, former Prime Minister, resigned as Prime Minister. He said, that's it. You know, my team didn't win the vote, so I'm not the right person to lead this country going forward. I resign. I quit my job. And there was bitter infighting in both of the UK's major political parties.
All right.
The major parties are the Conservatives, which is Cameron's party. They, of course, lost their leader, so a lot of new people tried to become leader. Some had voted Remain, some had voted Leave.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of fighting, a lot of disagreement about who should be the new boss.
Right.
Meanwhile, the other major party, Labour, their leader, Jeremy Corbyn, was attacked because people felt he hadn't done enough to keep the country in. He didn't do enough to push the Remain vote. So his people in his party, because that's what we mean by infighting, he's not being attacked by people outside the party, he's being attacked by his own people. And that situation is kind of still resolving.
Right. It seems like in the news that there is still quite a bit of infighting.
And disagreements and arguments and maybe a new leader. Who knows? The Conservatives, of course, did get a new leader. We'll meet her soon.
Right. Well, let's find out what happened. It says some UK citizens celebrated. That means they were really excited. They were happy about the decision. While others held protests and looked for ways to reverse the decision. Now, the other people who didn't agree, so like the 48% that voted to remain, were quite upset with what happened, and they were searching for different ways to reverse the decision or to go back to the opposite, so to go back in to the EU or stay in the EU.
Yeah, they were looking for, like, is there any political tricks we can do? Can we do another vote? Maybe Scotland can block it. Who knows? Some just protested.
Yeah, and to be fair, protests sometimes do work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because the referendum isn't quite law yet, they were hoping David Cameron would choose to ignore it, maybe. It also says in Scotland, where people had mostly voted Remain, a new independence movement began. Now, we remember just a year ago?
22 years, yeah, mm-hmm, 2014, I think it was.
Scotland tried to leave the UK mm-hmm. with a referendum, and their referendum result was to stay in the UK.
Yes.
So now they're looking to start a new independence movement
yeah.
again. So
basically, the idea being, hang on, we want to stay in the EU, mm-hmm. but the UK is pulling out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not happy about that, so why can't we then become independent and mm-hmm. stay in the EU like we want?
Right.
Because the vote in Scotland was something like 60-something to 30-something in favour of staying in the EU.
Mm-hmm.
So Scotland felt that the UK was kind of making the decision for it.
Mm.
And, of course, many people in Scotland still want independence. They want
right.
to be free from control. They don't mm-hmm. want the politicians in London making decisions for Scotland. They want
mm-hmm.
to be their own country, not part of the UK,
the UK,
this greater country.
Right.
And it's not just Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't mentioned it in the article, but Northern Ireland, one
mm-hmm.
of the other four countries in the UK, mostly voted to stay. It wasn't quite as big. It was more like 55 to 45.
Right.
But they wanted to remain. So
mm-hmm.
even they are thinking, well, maybe we need to talk about independence too.
Staying in the EU.
Exactly.
Staying in the EU. Now, what about the other country?
The other two countries,
mm-hmm.
obviously England, where
right.
it was majority leave, and
mm-hmm.
Wales, who
mm-hmm.
also majority voted leave. So
okay.
it's kind of two countries mainly said leave, two countries mainly said stay.
Right. Now, it also says it may maybe that one result of the UK leaving the EU is that the UK itself breaks up.
Mm-hmm.
Breaks up means here to go into its separate countries or different countries, to not stay together.
Exactly.
Now, we touched briefly on this in the introduction, and we were saying maybe Swexit and Nexit.
Well, yeah, that's for Europe. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is just the UK. Scotland, I am fairly sure Scotland will not be part of the UK
right.
in, you know, maybe 5 or 10 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
Northern Ireland may join up with the rest of the Republic of
mm-hmm.
Ireland again, or maybe they'll just kind of leave it as it is, but
mm-hmm.
outside the UK.
Right.
England and Wales, I suspect, will stay together
mm-hmm.
as one sort of united country, but the UK, as the UK that I've known it for all my life, may not remain like that for much longer,
mm.
which is one of the sort of strange results
right.
of this whole vote. Now, that's a whole bunch of issues and consequences. The article also says, in addition to these issues, so it gets more, there are more.
Right.
The new UK Prime Minister, Theresa May, is confronted with many challenges.
Okay.
So, Theresa May, she's our new Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
She won the leadership election of the
okay.
Conservative Party. She didn't have to have a general election again. There wasn't another countrywide vote. There won't
mm-hmm.
be one until 2020.
Okay.
Now, that's partly strange. You might think, well, how can we have a new one without a new vote?
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of our rules, part of our constitution.
So she basically just took over
yes,
for David Cameron.
They exactly.
were in the same party.
In the same party,
mm-hmm.
and all the other challengers dropped out,
mm-hmm.
so in the end there wasn't really much of a vote at all.
Okay.
So she's now in charge, and she's confronted, meaning she is faced with, she
mm-hmm.
has to deal with, that's what confronted means, there's
mm-hmm.
a problem in front of you that you have to deal with it,
mm-hmm.
and she's got a whole set of problems.
It sounds like it. So, first, she must stabilize the UK's economy and deal with the discontent in various parts of the country. She needs to sort of level out the UK's economy. So right now it's kind of up and down. It's
yep,
all
the
over
pound
the place.
Falling. Basically, we
mm-hmm.
need to calm down. We
right.
need to take a time out and
mm-hmm.
sit in the corner and let everything calm down and
until
let people go back to business.
Yeah. And so she also has to deal with this discontent. Now, when you're discontent about something, you're unhappy with the situation that you're in. So, I mean, content means happy. Discontent is the opposite. And a lot of people in the country are unhappy with
yep.
this new situation. They do want to stay in the EU and take advantage of all the benefits they can get.
Yes. Obviously, we've mentioned Scotland and most of Northern Ireland. One area we haven't touched on in the
mm-hmm.
article is the generation gap.
Right.
Now, most older people voted to leave,
mm-hmm.
and most younger people under 30 voted to stay.
Okay.
So the discontent is quite high amongst the younger generations who are saying, well, hang on, that's not right. You've decided our future, but we've got a longer future than you. So we're going to be maybe affected more so by this. So the young people are discontented. The people who have married Europeans are discontented. Europeans working in the UK now are discontented. There's a lot of people who are not happy with the way things have gone. Of course, there are plenty of people who are happy as well, but they may not be happy when they kind of realize the economy might drop out and things could get worse.
A little bit worse, yeah.
Okay.
A lot worse.
That's right. Now, the EU, meanwhile, never mind the UK, the EU faces not only Brexit, but also similar movements in other European nations.
Right.
So we've mentioned Swexit, Dexit, and so on. A few other countries are thinking, well, hang on, is the European Union good anymore? Is it going to fall apart? Can it work without Britain if everybody wants to leave? So different countries are thinking about it, different groups within countries. A lot of people in France would like to leave. A bunch of people in northern Italy want to leave. So it can kind of go either way. This may rumble on and other movements. Movement here means like a political movement, a campaign, a kind of intention by a lot of people to do something. So we're not sure what's going to happen. Over the summer, not much happened because a lot of the parliaments were taking a break. But you know, just over the fall and into the next year, it's going to get big.
Right. Well, we might not know what's going to happen. It seems to be very up in the air at this point. But one thing is certain. The article says only one thing is certain. It will take years to conclude whether Brexit was worth it. Now, we've seen there are a lot of short-term consequences here. We've seen the UK pound fall. We've seen David Cameron quit. But we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
No, we don't know. It'll be 20 years before people can look back and say, actually, yes, it worked. Or, you know what? It didn't actually work at all. And that's what we mean by conclude. It's a verb. It means to kind of come to a conclusion, come to an agreement or an idea of, okay, this is what happened and it was good, it was bad, it caused other things.
Right.
And we can't tell that when we're in the middle of it. We can only do it afterwards.
Right.
Okay, now that is the end of our article. Thanks for staying with us the whole way for this All English lesson. We'll take a short break now and then we'll be back in a few moments to wrap up. Okay, everybody. We've had a nice long article, a lot of political things to talk about. As a British person, I'm very curious and quite worried about the way this is going to go, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Right. Well, I'm also curious to see what happens, because whatever happens to the European Union will probably affect Canada
and a lot of the world.
Countries all over the world as a result. So.
Okay, keep your eye on it. Okay, we're out of time for English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.